mấy cả chia sẻ Linux sẽ lại đang mình đang chung.
Vì tăng cao đã có faster pay joins us today.
Ta ý kiến tại Đông Nam là sở hồ mù quỷ.
He used to pastor in East Coast.
Hôm nay ta được chỉ xuyên giao tàu chung hồ chí.
Later he went to China as a missionary.
7 年前他因为在那边不能继续，他就回到美国这里，就在现在在美国 IMB，我们美南浸信会宣道部的那里工作。
7 years ago, he had to come back to U.S. Because of the restriction in China, and he's now working IMF.
IMB。
IMB, sorry, IMB International Mission Board.
我今天看到他的时候，没有期望他会讲中文。你已经7年了啊！
Today, when I saw him, I did not expect him to speak Chinese. It's been 7 years.
他不但讲中文，单单唱中文歌词的时候，他还更看着中文字来唱。
Not only was he able to speak Chinese, but when we were singing worship songs, we were singing together in Chinese.
我们等一下由他来分享信息。
Will our Pastor Pei share his message with us today?
信息之后，我们逐日崇拜之后呢，休息几分钟，他会在我们当中逐日学的时间跟我们分享最近的这个宣教的情况。
After a Sunday service, we'll have a few minutes break. Then we'll come during the Sunday school time. Pastor Pei will share the news he has in the mission field.
我们把时间交给佩牧师。
We'll give time to Pastor Pei.
Wow. Good morning, church.
Hey, God.
First of all, let us watch the one video clip, and then I'll come back and share the gospel.
我们首先看一段，看一段录像，然后呢，我来再继续的讲。
Stirring the hearts of brothers and sisters to love, to love them, to give themselves to this people. And there's an infection amidst our strain. As I started going to God, took that fascination with ancient culture to remind me. I want to give this, I want to share with them what God has done and how it changed me. And for the longest time, I just started from ages. And I remember just saying, yes, like, this is what I want you to be done. Sure, God, we would not seek so the Church of God to awaken from high privileges and to grow the responsibilities. We have such a love for the people that there's a certain amount of trust that you have to give way to God, and it's hard to do that sometimes, to let go. And the joy of the Lord be with us, the blessedness of the Lord, sacred friendships. Let them come, rejoice at his suffering for the sake of that Lord strong who gave his life for them. So it's pain, less upon less. Sorry.
Why is good? Shall we show you? If I say God is good, you have to say good. Let us do together. God is good.
感谢神，我们这样美好的清晨，让我们一起聚集在这里敬拜他。
Just for the mission is together. Mission is high privilege and responsibility.
像这个刚才像你所讲到的，来的老的一些传教士和新的传教士，说到这里，传教是一个特权，是一个这个非常有重力的特权。
姐，我说他这样会太好了。Sorry.Just before passing to you, Smir, 前在兰州公司当一个宣教士服侍了
I used to be a missionary in China, 兰州公司 for several years.
但是呢，回到美国以后，没有机会理解是我说的中文。
Okay, come back to class. I didn't get much chance to practice in Chinese.
对不起。我已经忘记了。
Sorry, I don't remember everything.
Anyway, I'm able to come here in this field for money.
感谢神给我这个宝贵的机会，这里。
First of all, I give thanks to God for remembering this precious worship service.
感谢神给我这个宝贵的机会，就敬拜。
I would like to express my sincere gratitude for the church members and the church staff.
向教会的所有的弟兄姐妹献上感谢。
And I thank Pastor Dennis Wong for graciously filling this pulpit.
非常感谢王牧师刚才的讲台让我们分享。
Okay, now I would like to ask you a question.
我想问大家一个问题。
好多人都是在这里，跟拆，
中国叫罗浮的人。
对。
什么？
对。The very first Chinese that is a missionary from China.
据我所知，他等于是中国基辛会差派的第一位宣教士。
He was not officially commissioned by a Chinese church or a Chinese mission organization.
是正式的由中国的教会，是中国的传教机构正式差派的。
See, and his own shared the gospel with the Chinese people in the world overseas.
是他自愿的去独自前往海外，向那些海外的华人传讲福音。
In the 1850s, Charles Gaylor, the Miami missionary, and shared the gospel with him.
19世纪50年代末，这个宣教会的这个宣教士Charles Gillard 在广东和罗浮相遇，
在那里罗浮 accepted Jesus Christ as his personal savior and was baptized by Charles Gillard。
他向他传福音，然后罗浮接受了福音，并被这个 Charles Gillard 他给他施洗。
Cast out his home because of his faith in Jesus Christ.
他成为基督徒之后，因为他的信仰，他被家人踢出家门。
Nevertheless, he worked as a pastor and continued to share the gospel with the people in China.
尽管如此，他也理发为业，继续的向传讲福音。
That time, Mr. Harper was a German Chinese workers who had gone to New Zealand for work.
那段时间，他的心深深的是被那些。 不得不出国留学的那些劳动人所牵绊。Did
he want to evangelize these Chinese workers? Really? He wanted to himself and travel to British Guyana in South America.
那个像这些被称为苦力的这些劳动人传福音，他自己自愿的成为劳动，去了英属的贝亚纳向他们传福音。
During a sailing to South America, he shared the gospel with his fellow Chinese passengers in the boat.
在前往南美洲的船上，他向着船上的同行的中国人传福音。In
South America, it's just beside, you know, Venezuela. He immediately began gathering those who had come to faith in Christ to worship together on Sundays.
当到达这个贵阳之后，他就立刻召集那些已经信主的人开始主日的敬拜。
When he had the opportunity, he devoted himself wholeheartedly to sharing the gospel with other Chinese workers in Guyana.
只要是有机会，他就全心的向那些在贵阳那边的一些华工去传福音。
As a result, In 1861, he planted the very first Baptist church right in British Guyana, but in all of South America.
在1861年，他不仅在英属的圭亚那建立了第一间浸信会的教会，那个教会也是在全南美洲的第一间浸信会教会。
What a wonderful and
多么美好的一件事情！
A Chinese man planted first Baptist church in South America.
想象一下，是多么奇妙的一个中国人在南美洲建立了第一间浸信会的基督教会。Sadly,
he passed away at the age of 42 in 1884 due to tuberculosis and pulmonary hemorrhage.
是非常遗憾的是，在1884年的5月15日，肺结核和肺出血过世，享年43岁。
He was truly resembled Jesus Christ.
他是一个真实效法耶稣基督的人。Although
Jesus is God and the servant, he did not consider equality with God something to be grasped.
虽然耶稣本为神，并非是仆人，但他却把自己与神同为强夺。Instead,
he humbled himself, took the form of a servant, came among us, died on the cross, and redeemed us.
他反倒虚己，取了仆人的形象，来到我们中间，死在十字架上，成就了救赎。Luther
was not a servant by status.
本身并不是一个仆人出身。
In Guangdong, he could have lived freely and comfortably.
在广东，他可以就是自由自在的生活，可以很舒适。
Yet he chose to travel to a distant land, becoming a servant so that he might share the gospel with his fellow Chinese people in British Guyana.
但是呢，他却选择远赴他乡，甘心成为仆人。 并为向自己的华人同工、华人的那些劳工传扬福音。
Brothers and sisters, that is how the gospel has been passed down.
弟兄姐妹们，福音正是就是这样的形式，一代一代的传扬下去。
Jesus Christ entrusted the gospel to the disciples and shared it with the entire world even to the point of death.
耶稣把福音托付给他的12个门徒，这些门徒把福音传遍天下，甚至有一些未持舍命。
Someone heard the gospel from 12 disciples.
有些人从这个十二门徒之一听到福音
with someone else.
然后呢又向其他人宣扬这福音
who set foot on the land of China and Korea.
福音的人后来成为宣教士走上了中国和在朝鲜的土地。
The gospel was shared with someone in China and someone in Korea.
就是这样被传给了中国人和朝鲜人。
From person to person, the gospel continued to spread. Eventually, it was passed over you and over me.
就是这样的，通过人传人，一个传一个，最终达到了你和我。
Brothers and sisters, the gospel is free.
弟兄姐妹们，福音是白白得来的。
The gospel made possible through Jesus Christ's death, the cross is free.
借着耶稣基督在十字架上所成就的福音，它这是白白赐予我们的。
It's free. Priceless.
这个福音是无价的，但对我们却是白白得到的。
The gospel made possible Jesus Christ's death on the cross is totally free. The gospel is a beautiful capability without the cost.
福音是白白得到的，但是传扬福音是不是没有代价的。
In Acts chapter 20, verse 24, Apostle Paul said,I do not account my life of any value, it's precious for myself. It's only I may finish my course and the ministry that I receive from the Lord Jesus Christ. The testify to the gospel and the grace of God.
在使徒行传二十章二十四节记载到，却不以性命为念，也不看为宝贵，只要行完我的路程，成就我从主耶稣所领受的职事。证明神恩惠的福音。
The Apostle Paul risked his life for the gospel. He had to fulfill that confession through martyrdom. Being beheaded in Rome.
这个保罗为了福音甘愿生命危险，最终是在罗马殉道斩首。
The gospel is free.
福音是白白得来的。
That is ever spirit freely without sacrifice.
但是呢，在传福音过程中，从来不是没有代价的，甚至是有一些牺牲。
Beloved brothers and sisters, we take the Jesus word seriously.
弟兄姐妹们，我们把耶稣的话语非常认真的对待起来。
In the text, Jesus said.The fields are white for harvest.
在圣经里面记载到，耶稣说，田地已经发白，可以收割了。
And he has entrusted that mission of harvest to us, you and me.
他把这些收割的这个工作交给了我们，交给了你和我。
It's the time of harvest. The fruit will rot.
Use the end of useless.
First, we must realize and see the fields.
首先我们要举目观看，要看到合成。
Jesus offered himself a Jew, twelve Jewish disciples into Samaria.
耶稣自己是犹太人，但是他带他的门徒这些犹太人进入了撒玛利亚。
Samaria was a land that Jews typically refused to pass through intentionally on foot.
撒玛利亚向来是犹太人不会经过，甚至是刻意回避的地方。
那个 Jesus were there.
为什么耶稣带他们夺去？
Certainly, it was because of the spiritual thirst of the Samaritan woman.
首先我们知道是因为在撒玛利亚的井旁的妇人饥渴慕的心。
But there was another reason, though lots of souls in Samaria were ready to harvest.
就是撒玛利亚那些失散的灵魂，这个禾场已经成熟，等待收割。
In verse 35, Jesus said, I tell you, lift up your eyes and see that the fields are ripe for harvest.
第35节讲到主所说，我告诉你们，举目向田观看，庄稼已经发白，可以收割了。
In the word, people said that harvest is still 4 months away.
在经文记载，人们常说收割的季节还有4个月。
But Jesus declares, "That is not so."
但是耶稣说，并不是这样的。
You should not wait 4 more months.
再等4个月。
The fields are already ripe now. It's the harvest now.
庄稼已经发白，已经是。可以收割，我们必须要现在去收割。
It's the best time. The harvest.
现在就是这个收割的正好的时节，现在的庄稼是正准备收割。
Because people do not look at the fields, they assume they must wait 4 more months.
这个禾场，而是他们按他们以前的想法，觉得要再等4个月才能收割。
But if we said truly see that the time to harvest，
是我们真正的举目看向田野，知道这是收割最合适的时间。
See the fields, realize we cannot afford it.
到这个合场的时候，你会注意到，你会意识到，我们在等待，这是最好的时机。
The disciples focus on the field. They're already looking at the Samaritan fields. It's a harvest.
当门徒们只顾念食物的时候，主人两人去找你，望向撒玛利亚的合场，一片成熟等待收割的合场。
This is the screens.
看一下这个场景。
The world's population has surpassed 82 million right now.
全球的人口已经超过82亿。
But look at the second line.
,59,550人新的婴儿出生。
But the look at the last line. Every day, 66,338 die Jesus Christ.
同样的，每一天大概有166,338人在死之前没有听过耶稣。
So comfortable Jesus Christ.
那些新出生的婴儿一定要认识耶稣。
Day after day, hundreds of thousands are born, hundreds of thousands die without faith in Jesus Christ.
每一天有成千上万的婴儿出生，也每一天也有成千上万的人在死前没有听到耶稣的名字。在全球宣教士的努力下，在全球的信徒的努力下，我们看到什么样的结果呢？
The number of Christians increasing, the number of unbelievers decrease.
我们看到是相信主耶稣的人增加，然后不信的人减少吗
？Think，
你认为是怎么样的
？This is a deeply urgent issue。
这是一个非常重要的问题。
Listen carefully. Sadly, we are learning of reverse evangelization.
但是非常遗憾的是，我们现在正在经历一个反向宣教的时代。
The spirit of the gospel is not keeping pace with the population growth.
传播福音的传播速度上人口增加的速度。
The number of those who Jesus is increasing faster than those who do.
不信耶稣基督的人数增长了比那些信主的人数更快。
Who is responsible for this matter?
看这是谁的责任呢？
Is it because missionaries are not working hard enough?
是因为宣教士们不够努力。
Because churches are not doing enough evangelism?
是教会没有尽力的传福音。
Beloved brothers and sisters.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们。
You think so?
你们认为是这样的吗？
4 months before harvest?
你们是还要认为我们再等4个月才去合场收割吗？
Jesus' disciples are so focused on daily survival that we fail to see the fields ripe for harvest?
就像耶稣的门徒一样，我们是否就是专注于日常的生存的所需要，而看不到那已经成熟等待收割的禾场？
When do you see the harvest is?
去禾场收割的季节是什么时候呢？
Well, not only people who have the number 6,750 and not a single person from them is a Christian.
在印度的罗马人大概有236,750人，在他们中间没有一位是基督徒。
The Yakut people of China, 480,000, and many of them has heard the gospel.
在中国的雅库特族人口有48万人，但他们中间没有一位是听过福音的。
Of course, the poor people, 500 of them are Christians.
在他们中间没有一个是基督徒。
I can provide you information on 1,000 such people in this morning.
3,121个族群的这些方面的相关的信息。
This means 280,000 people are living, sharing the gospel, opportunity to hear the gospel.
我们可以看到全球有多达28,000多万人在一生从来没有听过福音。
There are numerous missionaries, ministers, churches, no access to the gospel.
这些人群没有信徒，没有宣教士，没有牧者，没有教会，没有完全无法接触到福音。
In the world, so many people didn't have even a chance of the gospel.
在世界上有很多人听到福音的机会都没有。
From last February 18th to March 20th,So around the world observed the month of Ramadan.
在28号到3月20号，全球的穆斯林守斋月。
During this period, Muslims fast from sunrise to sunset every day.
在这段时间，大约有10多亿的穆斯林从日出到日落，每天祷告5次，进食。
In the United States alone, 2,769 mosques and 4.4 million Muslims.
在美国就有2,769座清真寺，以及400多万的穆斯林。
in Metro Detroit, there are the four mosques. Yes, concentrate on the city. In Michigan, there are at least 240 Muslims.
在密西根州就有14万个穆斯林。
There are 450 Hindu temples in the United States.
在美国有1450座的印度教的寺庙。
And number 27 in Massachusetts.
在纽约就有1135座，在德州有128座，在马萨诸塞州127座，啊，印度教的寺庙。
在1925年，
截至2025年，300多万的印度教的信徒。
There are at least 5 to 10 prominent Hindu temples serving the community in Michigan, concentrated in the Metro Detroit and Lansing areas.
在密西根大概就十座主要基督教的寺庙，主要是聚集在大都市市区和中心的地方，这个区域。
Did you know this kind of facts?
你知道这些事实吗？
They are living among us.
这些人生活在我们当中。在我们前面，在我们后面。
Think,
你怎么看？
You truly see the field of souls that are ready for harvest?
看到一片成熟等待收割的合成。
Look beyond the immediate surroundings.
不要仅仅局限这个周围的短的这种树很近的地方。
Please pay attention to how the world beyond the daily life is moving.
观察一下日常生活以外，这个世界是怎样运转，在发生些什么。
The daily life and consider what God is doing, other formations.
不要只顾谋生，对的，神在我们的在他的万民中怎样做工
？Chapter 22, Jesus said, "He said to them, 'The harvest is plentiful, the laborers are few. Therefore, pray earnestly to the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into His harvest.'"
路加福音十章二节说到，主对他们说，要收的庄稼多，做工的人少。所以你们当求庄稼的主，他不能出去收他的庄稼。知不知道神是我们整个这个圣洁工作的在我们一起人共同
？We have this second lesson. We have already received our wages.
已经收到了这个价。
The possibility as a witness of the gospel is that we see our wages.
神的这个功能是我们已经收到了我们的工价。
Look at the verse 36.
我们来看36节。
Already, you will receive this in receiving wages and gathering food for eternal life, so that sowers and reapers rejoice together.
收割的人已经得了工价，积蓄如雨到永生，叫撒种的和收割的一样快乐。
This does not point to the pastors, missionaries, so passionate about missions.
这个并不只是用牧师、宣教师或者对宣教有负担的人。
Everybody has received wages from the Lord.
每一个信徒都已经从主那里领了工价。
Fully paid as workers. 这个工人已经完全都付了这个工价。Jesus paid the price of salvation, which is flowed on the cross. 是在十字架上他的宝血付清了得救的代价。His very life was given as our wages. 他自己的生命作为我们的工价。Because we have paid most of it. 我们已经被付了工钱，所以你一定要去做。Receiving wages without working is wrong.工价却不做工是不义的。If you claim to be a Christian, if you have the life of Jesus Christ, if your identity is a Christian, then you believe the life of sharing the gospel.
自称是基督徒，基督耶稣的生命在你生命里，就要必须过一个分享福音的生活。
The gospel did not reach first.
传到我们这里并不是没有代价的。
You know how much sacrifice was required for the gospel to reach you?
你知道为了让福音传播到我们这里，曾经有多少人付出牺牲吗？
As you know, I'm a Korean.
大家知道我是一个韩国人。
There was a time when Korea had not a single Christian and not a single church.
曾经有一段时间在韩国没有任何一个教会，没有任何一个基督徒。
So Korea was a communist people.
从很长时间以前，但是已经的是协会的这个地方。
From 1884 to 1945.61 years.
1814年到1945年这段时间，那61年的时间。所有1529圈道士来到韩国。
1559
现在是来自美国。
From the Great Britain.
1899名是从英国来。
From Canada.
98名从加拿大过来。
And 85 from Australia.
是我们从英国过来。
This is 1914 journalists.
其中这些人1114名是女性的宣教士。
Among them, Charles Vinton, a medical missionary, the director of hospital came to Korea in 1891.
在1891年 ,Charles Vinton, 他是个医疗宣教士，他在那里来到韩国。
During his ministry, he buried his one-year-old son and his four-year-old son. His sister was old. So, he's also the project. Yeah.
在他宣教安德宣教期间，他将自己最大的儿子，就四岁大的儿子，葬在了韩国的土地上。
Actually, he also buried his beloved wife, Rafisha, beside the dead children.
1935年，他将自己深爱的妻子先安葬在孩子们身边。
These tombstones are in South Korea right now.
这些坟墓现在在韩国的土地上。
Because of such costly sacrifice, do not even Christians and churches carry an advanced debt?
因为如此巨大的付出和牺牲，韩国的基督徒和教会难道背负一笔沉重的属灵债务吗？
Missionaries write a legal rule.Before being sent to the mission field.
所有的 IM 宣教士在被拆掉的宣教工厂之前
都会先顺法律的遗嘱。现在有个 matter 的，是因为 that that they die for the gospel。尽管并非每位新教师都有殉道，但他们写下这份遗嘱的时候，都非常清楚的内部心智，他们可能会为福音献上生命。
The video you will see after this sermon illustrates that reality.
下面看的这一段录像可能就表达了这样的一个现实。
Brothers and sisters, the gospel is spread without cost.
弟兄姐妹们，福音的传扬从来不是没有代价的。
But the gospel is only to pay the price.
福音的前进只能是借着那些愿意付上工价的人。
And as you know, missions can never be accomplished.
而且我们知道，这个所有的宣教的工作不会是由一个人来承担的。
William Carey, the father of the missions, had a faithful friend named Andy Fuller.
现代宣教之父 William Carey 他有忠心的同工和挚友 Andrew Fuller。
Before leaving for India, William Carey said to Andrew Fuller,
在前往印度之前 William Carey 对 Fuller 说
Are we going down into the pit? Do we afraid of it?
只要你们抓紧这个绳索，我就让你们下到坑里面去。
So Andrew Fuller answered to William Carey,
所以这个 Andrew Fuller 就回答
Basically, as the president of the Baptist Mission Society till his death in
1814.
Brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，
今天你正在握着谁的绳
索？今天你正在握着谁的绳索呢？
Last lesson, we must be with God and complete His word.
学到最后的一个动作，去遵行神的旨意，完成他的工作。
The God's will for this world.
神的旨意是对神对世界的旨意是什么呢？
What is God's will for you? For me.
神对你和我的旨意是什么呢？
2 Peter chapter 3 verse 9 said, The Lord is slow to fulfill His promise and some part of slowness, but is patient toward you. Should perish, but all should reach repentance.
约后书三章九节讲到，主所应许的尚未成就，他是单言，其实不是单言，而是宽容你们，不用有一人沉沦，不用有一人都悔改。
God should come to repentance.
神的旨意是不用一人沉沦，乃要人人悔改。完成这项工作的就是我们完成这项工作就是我们的护照。
Jesus did not instruct the gospel to thousands and thousands of angels in the home.
知道耶稣并没有把这宣教的这个事工交给天上成千上万的天使。
He did not command.The angel to make disciples of every nation.
他的天使们去向万民宣讲他的福音。
Jesus commanded us.
但是耶稣命令的是我们。
He had commanded the angel to all
the天使去宣讲福音，那么全世界可能在瞬间就全听到福音了。
But he did not. He came to me. He died not for angels, but for me.
他并没有这样做，因为神并没有为天使而死，而是为你和我而死。
God's children and
heirs of the kingdom of God. 我们是神的儿女，是天国的后嗣。
We ought to pray to the God to be fulfilled.
常常祷告，想明白神的旨意，来遵行神的旨意。
The God's will is ordered here.
神的旨意其实很清楚的已经向我们显明。
The question is whether we are willing to ever have to do it.
真正的问题在于，我们愿不愿意全心全意的去顺服、遵行神的指令。
Verse 37 said, "For here the saying holds true: Thy sons and others."
在37节讲到，所以说那人撒种，这人收割，这话可见是真的。
Some sons and others.
人撒种，有人收割。
Some sons will someday.
有些人种下这个种子，你去收割。
Someday,
种下这个种子，别人在某一天会收割。
Then how possibly it is fulfilled?
这就是怎样？这就是神的福音如何被传遍、被成全的过程。
City Sub, who served faithfully as a missionary in China, India, and Africa for 46 years.
C.S. Stark 曾经在中国、印度和非洲专心做。四十多年期的这个专心的这个传教士
He said, "If Jesus Christ is God and died for me, the whole sacrifice can be too great for me to make for him."
这个他神他说道，耶稣基督是神，并且为我而死，所付出的任何牺牲都不算太大。像这句话呢
，As long as you
Serve the Lord and God's mission of the nation will continue. 只要你在这边紧紧地抓住绳
索，Brothers and sisters, we will continue to hold the roof in this end.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，继续地在这端紧握绳索。
Let's watch the video clips.
一起来看这段录像。
Aaron Watson was playing while babies. Not as a detention officer, but the life changer looking at Jesus.Short term mission trip to El Salvador to be not hurt by the lost souls of the Lord. On a mission trip to El Salvador, he opened his heart to the needs of the lost world. As we're in the world again, and the suitcase of her communication drops drove in the rain, and she needed to go on. Just before she was commissioned as a five-year missionary,Lots of people in this letter on March 7, 2003, sent it to our pastor. March 7, 2003. Dear Pastor Farrell and Pastor Roger, I often open the letter in the event of death. God calls for our deliverance. I try to share my heart with you as much as possible, my heart for the nations. I wasn't called to a place, but it's called to heaven.To obey with me and gathered, to suffer with me and scattered. To remember right now is to preserve the continues. Don't say specifically where you are, just say thank you. Don't be country specific, don't put it in my hands. I am my words as I am my style.Thank you all so much for your prayers and support. Surely your reward will be great. Keep in the best of my mind and spiritual well. Keep sending mission. Keep raising up our ministers. God to end the service. Keep it small and simple. Yes, simple. Just preach the gospel. With Jason Buss in the mail room, or his dad, have the same amazing song. controlled informational life saving by changing. And not to comfort or success, but to obedience. Some of my favorite scriptures are Isaiah 6, number 1. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 15 to 21. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 3. Colossians chapter 4, verses 2 through 6. Chapter 15, verse 20. Psalm chapter 25, chapter 17. On March 15, 2012, the candle was traveling the floor of the Orion through missionaries in the South Vietnam by Tim Watson was also killed that day. After Tim's martyrdom, her pastor released the letter she had wrote years before. God, I am the compassionate, etc.